have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
About this song. Hi, this is Kimmy Kim with At Midnight, and welcome to the podcast. You know what I love about that? It's the fact that the more and more you are in love with God through His Son Jesus Christ, the less of you want, and you want more of Him. So when I listen to that song, it reminds me I want more of Him and less of me. So it's a good feeling. It's not depressed. But it's like you are free, and free indeed. So welcome to At Midnight with Kimmy Kim. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, taste and see. Because we have a Savior who has defeated death. And you know what? Lean not on your own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Once again, welcome to At Midnight with Kimmy Kim. Thank you so much for coming on. I just love At Midnight, and At Midnight is so amazing to me, and we have a new time. Go to the Father in prayer, and then we will talk about what we talk about on At Midnight with Kimmy Kim. Thank you, Father God, for another good day. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, Father God. Thank you for the word. The word keeps me. The word gives me hope in knowing that no matter what we are facing, everything is all right because you have already fixed the race for us, Father God. I pray for my family, my friends, my enemies. I pray for those who are in bereavement era. I pray for the sick. Please heal those going through the pray for Elation family, my godly family, my daughters, children of the world. Father God, protect them. Keep them under your arms and cares because we know no matter what, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. They may form, but they won't prosper. And I will make this wonderful prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Again, amen. And once again, thank you for coming in and tuning in on At Midnight with Kimmy Kim. And At Midnight is all about uplifting souls and giving account of understanding that storms will come when the trials are near. Please don't fret because we have a Savior who has already won the battle. I trust, why be worried about the storms of life when we have the Lord who defeated death? Who can touch us? Who can harm us? Who can box with God? Nobody. Family, I realize that no matter how many doors may close and how many doors may open, if they are not done by God, it won't last. So I trust the Lord. He is my rock and my keeper. I believe in him, and I'm so grateful to have a relationship with him. You can too. And the foundation scripture for At Midnight can be found at Acts 16:25, and it reads, but about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there came a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison house were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer awoke and saw the prisoner doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. Once again, you have come to realize, family, when it's your time, it's your time. Can no one control the doors of the Lord? He is so amazing. I love him. And I really believe that it's important that you develop your spiritual muscles. Because I really believe in going to a physical gym for my body. So we need a spiritual gym, which is the church. The church is a place where you can come and assemble with other believers. And it's a beautiful feeling when you understand what church is really about. It's a hospital for sick people like me and others, okay? And you're not going to find perfection there. We are still growing in grace. So don't get offended when someone is kind of, you know, not nice to you. Don't look at them. Focus on the Lord, okay? And I have a great worship place right now. We are in the process of opening, but you have to register. And I recommend Friendly Temple Missionary Baptist Church with Senior Pastor Mike Jones. And you can go online at friendlytemple.org. Right now, this week has been closed. I won't be able to attend. It was so good last week. But there are other churches in the St. Louis area. Get busy for the Lord. And I do have wonderful prayer lines. I have one sponsored by Power to Stand with Elder Richard as the pastor, and the prayer line is every day at noon Eastern Standard Time, and that number is 701-801-9814, and I also have a prayer line every Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time hosted by Dr. Pastor Loretta Petit, and that number is 302-202-1119, code 781350. I really believe in the power of praying. And if you need someone to pray for you, those are two prayer lines that I recommend that you attend, because I know you will get your prayer answered and through, because we have powerful people in the family of Elation, and I'm so grateful to them. And so support their ministry as well, okay? And Elation Real believes in the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit operating in one God. You must understand what you believe in. If you don't know who you believe in or what you believe in, you can fall for anything. You must have standards of the world, because this world is dying. And as I continue on reading this word and getting to know God more and more each day, I've been on this road since, you know, all my life, but I renewed my relationship with God back in 1998, and I'm still learning. You don't ever graduate from knowing God. You're learning yourself. You learn more things. He stresses you. Sometimes the stretch doesn't feel good, and sometimes he will discipline you. Most of the time he disciplines me, because I have a stubborn heart at times. And so when he does that, that means that he loves you. He will correct those who he loves. And I say the same thing for a parent. A parent will correct you because they love you. They don't want for you to go astray. And so trust in those teachings and listen carefully, because, you know, one thing I have come to realize, there is nothing like the wisdom of God. So trust in him and not your own understanding. And also, if you have a prayer request, please send your prayer request to elationmagazine@gmail.com. And we will have elationmagazine.com open and very soon. We have a lot of content to be transferring from the old platform to the new one. And it's over 7 years' worth. So I know I keep saying we're coming, but we're almost there. And then Elation Radio will have its own website. So we are definitely moving and shaking in the Lord, because I really believe it's important that we spread the good news gospel, because, wow, what a year we have had. And I just pray that people don't die without knowing Jesus Christ, okay? And this is real, so real. And I was the one to believe in my early years of living that this is not real. This can be real. I mean, you're nice to people who aren't nice to you, and you're kind to people, those who uses you and talk behind your back. But I'm still reminded that we all fall short of the glory of God, and who am I to judge? So you just learn to love people in God's strength. You can't do this on your own strength. It's impossible, because your flesh would teach yourself how to hate them and not love them. But God's ways would teach you how to love those who are unlovable. And trust me, it's a day-by-day process. It's something you don't ever graduate, because we don't have our glorified bodies, okay? And so our theme for today is freedom in the Lord. Wow. And the feature scripture for this theme, or the topic that was given to me by the Spirit just now, maybe a couple hours ago, is coming from John chapter 8, verse 36, and it reads, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Family, you don't become free unless you know the Lord. And so before we go into this meat discussion, I would like to take a music break, because I must remember, you know, it's not about me, it's all about the Lord. So I want to be ready, and I'm ready to deliver this message, but let's take a quick music break. I'll be right back, okay? Be blessed.
If it wasn't for you, I'd still be standing in the middle of the road, lost and confused. when you had a plan for me and I never knew. But now I'm living all for your glory. I found my purpose in you. That's why I'm singing, telling everyone my story. I wanna blow my trumpet for you.
So beautiful. My brother Mario Brown, Glory, you can find his music on YouTube and other social media outlets, and please support his music. He is an amazing brother. Okay, so we're back. This is Kimmy Kim with At Midnight, and thank you for tuning in, and I got a wonderful topic for you on today, and I pray whatever is said can be beneficial. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Before we begin, I would like to do the standard prayer that is found in Matthew chapter 6. And I believe that this is the standard prayer from Jesus. Prayer is really talking to your Lord and Savior as if you're talking to your parents. It is not based on how someone teaches you. It's based on your relationship with God. So talk to him as if you're talking to your earthly parents, because he is higher than your earthly parents. He knows more about you than your parents. Isn't that something, right? So don't ever be ashamed to talk to him, because he knows you. He walks with you. He would talk with you. He would give you things that only he can give to you, such as peace, joy. I mean, we all have our trials and tribulations in life, and you know, sometimes it's, you know, really hard to depend on our Heavenly Father. His line is never busy. He can answer your prayers and your prayers all at the same time without any lack. We have an abundance God. He is so amazing. Okay, so let's cite the standard prayer, and it reads, Father, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And that is the prayer. Sometimes you may need to pray longer, you know. You may need to do a short prayer like Peter did as he was walking on water. So, you know, it just depends on the time. But guess what? As long as it's a sincere, earnest prayer, he will hear them. Jesus hears the prayers and give them to the Father on our behalf. That is why it is essential that you know Jesus, because he is the only way. And so the theme for tonight is free in the Lord. And the feature scripture for the theme is found in Romans chapter 8, verses 36. And once again, it reads, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Wow. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Shall. That's a promise. Make you free. Who cannot make you unfree if the Son has made you free? So, family, there are guarantees in the Lord. There aren't any guarantees in the world. So focus on the Lord. And so when I was pondering on this wonderful scripture, it reminds me on what a mighty God we serve. Family, it's good to know that we are free from ourselves. We are no longer under the bondage of sin. Jesus Christ has set us free from sin by dying on the cross. Romans chapter 8, 6 says, for one who has died has set free from sin. So Jesus, who was blameless, took upon sin so that we can be holy and have a relationship with our Father through him. We cannot have a relationship without knowing Jesus. Please, please read the Bible. However, we must willingly submit to the ways of the Lord. Because honestly, after living on this earth for some time, I come to realize freedom in the Lord is so amazing. The standards of the world and the values of life, I mean, they both have drastically changed for the worse. I mean, I see more crimes. I see prideful people, families falling apart, confusion and hatred at its highest. I mean, I'm just so amazed how, you know, we have so much hatred in this world. However, these downgrading standards were declared in the Word. According to Timothy 3, it says, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. I really believe we are here. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, thankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than the lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sin, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as James and Jambres resist Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning of the faith, but they will transgress no further, for their folly will manifest to all, as there also was. So family, I mean, if you turn on the news, you're going to hear so many of these things, you know, proudful people, prideful. You cannot have pride in your heart and God there. He cannot dwell in a prideful body. I mean, no self-control. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. One that got me is, you know, lovers of money, boasters. You know, the world teaches us it's okay to be the best, be proud, you know. But that is not of God. He tells us to have a humbling heart. So living on the world system brings about captivity. The prince of the world will use you up until you no longer offer any benefit to him. That's what he does. He's a user. Satan is busy, and he is seeking those who are in love. What I have found by loving this world, you cannot have the love of God in your heart, because 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things that there are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And so with that being said, if you are lovers of the world, we are no longer free. If the love of the world resides in your heart, then you cannot have God, and then you cannot have freedom. So once again, you are a slave. So the world, once again, will use you. The world is filled with sinful ways. That is why it's careful to know who is your daddy. Either it's Satan or if it's God. I mean, you can't have it both ways. I have come to realize that no matter what you try to do in this world, it's never good enough. Your flesh will always want more because it doesn't have that self-control. It's always wanting more and more and more. And then that thing becomes your idol. So family, that is why it's careful to know who is your daddy. We are on this earth for a short time. Only God knows how long we are here. That is why it's important that you value your time while on earth in the ways of the Lord. I have also learned that freedom in the Lord brings us the riches of heaven. According to Proverbs 23:4, do not overwork to be rich, because of your own understanding ceased. We don't have the understanding like God does. He has the knowledge and the wisdom. Why overwork yourself to be rich on this earth? And it's really ludicrous. I mean, it's ludicrous. It's not going to matter, because one thing I have come to realize, chasing the things of the world, you will always want more. You're never free. You're never satisfied. So that's why it is important you know who your daddy is. Solomon, the wisest and one of the richest men in the Bible, and I really believe Jesus is the richest, says it's vanity to chase the things of the world. Working harder for the Lord pays. The faith shall receive his reward. And I really believe that living for the Lord is right. Confirmation. Mark 8:36 reads, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? I don't believe that people truly understand that. When you are trying to gain the whole world, like the things, the places, the prestige, the fame, and the fortune, you lose your soul because you're seeking things that are above God. You're seeking that more so than God. And God, he, once again, cannot dwell in a, on a non-humbling body because you don't have him in your heart. So if money is your God, you are in the slavery of the world. Losing my soul to the world is not worth it because I am seeking the reward of the of God, because freedom in God brings about the fruits of the Spirit, you know? According to Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So, you know what? I come to realize money cannot buy any of these fruits of the Spirit. It cannot buy you love. It cannot buy you joy. It cannot buy you peace. I have witnessed many bitter, wealthy people in my life, and it's not a good. When you have all that money, you don't know who to trust. Don't get me wrong. Please don't assume that God doesn't want us to have wealth. The point is, don't place money or anything above God, because we serve a jealous God. So family, I am enjoying the freedom in the Lord. I am embracing how he keeps on blessing us with his wisdom and divine eyesight. I mean, he gives us knowledge, the third eye. He gives us the things that some people just can't see because they're not really seeking after him. He said you have to diligently seek after him, and he'll give you more and more wisdom if you ask for it. So I have come to realize he is such a loving Father. We have such a loving Heavenly Father. When I take inventory of my life, I can truly say that God has always been there for me. Seek after his riches in heaven, and you will stay full in him. He has the last say. When we do leave this world, we will have to stand before the Lord and receive our judgment based on our book of life. That is true. I really believe that. I just pray no one dies without knowing God through his son, Jesus Christ, because, wow, I just pray every day that God will touch those who are lost, because this is why we are here. If you're listening to me right now, you still have time to make a change. Just believe in the Lord in thy heart. Turn from your wicked ways and allow God to dwell in your heart. He is willing and more capable of handling the ways of the world, because I have come to realize I am not smart enough to manage my own life. I need the Lord to guide me to him. When I was like in my earliest, in my 20s, I'm thinking I know what I want, and I plan to do this. And God was just laughing. He's like, whatever, I'm just going to allow things to come about so that she will know she needs me. And so that is what God does when he loves his children. He will bring distractions or problems your way so that you can see that without him, this life is empty. So family, it's good to know the Lord. It's not boring. Honestly, I'm having the best time in my life. Don't get me wrong. You might have problems with without God, because it says in the Bible that it rains on the just and the unjust. Just people are people who have a relationship with God through Jesus. Unjust people don't know the Lord. They are Satan babies. And so I'd rather live on this earth knowing who my Father is and knowing that he is more wiser than I am. He is much stronger than I am. He controls everything. He controls heaven, earth, and everything else. He can just snap his finger and this whole world can come to an end. So it's really good to know who you belong with. Like one of my favorite songs of all times when I was in the club, who you with? You have to know who you with. I am with the Lord, okay? In closing, knowing the Lord would bring an abundance of calamity and joy. There's nothing like peace. I love my peace. I love the joy of the Lord because that is the strength of my life when I'm faced with trials and tribulations, heartaches and pains, and I can still feel the joy of the Lord because it's not based on happiness. Happiness is based on people, places, or things. Joy is the strength of the Lord. It's that feeling annoying no matter. It's that feeling annoying no matter what you're facing, everything will be all right because you're still in the hands of the Lord. Because I am still reminded that God would never place more on us than we can bear. And so I can truly say the Lord is my shepherd. And I can truly say I have everything that I need in him. He fights for me. He provides for me. He is the reason why I move and have my being. I have a sound mind because of my Father. He is my mental counselor. He is my battle axe. He is the only way. I mean, he's the only way to true happiness. And he is my people, places, and things because he is my all. I must give you a small testimony. I used to be very prideful. You know, I thought I was all of this and bag of chips, but God had to humble me because I have come to realize it's not really about me. It's about God. It's not about what I want. It's about what God wants. Now, he can sometimes give you those things that you desire, but I really pray that God's will be done in my life because I don't know what I want sometimes, and he knows exactly what I need. And so I am in the dwelling place of his arms. I am resting in the arms of the Lord because I know with him I will win. And so family, in closing, just know that God loves you. He is my all. I don't know what I would do without him. He is so amazing. Get to know this God. And before I close, I would like to send this message to those who are lost, who are unsaved, and those who don't understand what it means to have a relationship with the Lord. It has nothing to do with tearing on the bench or speaking in tongues. Those are gifts. And it's okay to do those things. Don't get me wrong, because when you become a believer, you want to do those things like meditating, praying, fasting, fellowshipping with other believers. Speaking in tongues is a gift. You want to do those things so that you can get stronger and stronger in the Lord, because you must exercise your spiritual muscles and doing those things and other things such as reading the word and meditating and talking to him on a daily basis would definitely give you more strength in the Lord. But the only thing you have to do to really gain salvation is found in Romans 10:9, and it reads, that if thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Well, it is definitely true that he has risen from the dead. Over 100,000 of the people have saw Jesus risen from the death bed. You can read that in the Bible. Sometimes we tend to believe on different religions such as Buddhist and Islam. I'm not trying to, disrespect those type of beliefs, but they are still in the grave. We have a Savior who defeated death, and that is the difference between my beliefs and those beliefs, because I have a Savior who is in control. He is in control of death. And that is why I know, because I can truly say when I am sometimes in my midnight or I'm alone, I can hear the sound and the voice of the Lord talking to me, because he does talk with his children. He will walk with his children. He will definitely give peace to his children, love in their hearts. But you have to believe on Jesus to have this type of relationship. And that is all you have to do. And then get busy for the Lord. Get in a Bible-based church. Church is definitely essential because it does says to come into the fellowshipping of other believers so that we can build on each other. There is nothing like fellowshipping with other believers. Now, don't get me wrong. We are not perfect people, but we do strive for perfection. So there may be a time when you do visit a church building that someone may not be friendly to you. But keep in mind that those type of places are really hospitals for people like us. We are not perfect, kindness in our hearts, but we are still working in progress. So you may have, you know, ran into someone on a bad day. Don't let that be a reason why you don't go to church. That's what the devil do. He wants you not to go to church because he knows if you're in church, you're going to stray away from him. And that's what he does want you to do. So it's a trickery from the enemy. He is so tricky. Don't let him win. Don't let him win. He is a losing foe. He will not, I repeat, he will not defeat my Jesus because he has been defeated. He was kicked out of heaven. Come on, y'all. Get busy for the Lord, okay? So my name is Kimmy Kim. I just want to thank you for this opportunity to share this wonderful message from the Lord, free in the Lord. I can truly say I feel the freedom in the Lord. And so let's go to the Father in prayer. Father God, thank you once again for this wonderful message. Thank you for always being there, so faithful, even when I let you down. Please forgive me for my sins. I pray for my family, my friends, my enemies. I pray for relation family. I pray for the body of Christ. I pray for those who don't know you. Father God, thank you for the word. The word is the recipe of living. There are many beautiful stories in there that tells us that no matter what we are faced, everything will be all right because you will never place more on us than we can bear. So, Father God, I thank you for your grace, and I thank you for your mercy. And most importantly, I thank you for Jesus who died on the cross for our sins. And I make this prayer in your son, Jesus' name. Amen. And family, just know, we will answer for our lifestyle. Either you're with God or you're not with God. But one thing I can truly say, I cannot wait to get there. You know, just to see, you know, believers, and I get to see David. David is one of my favorites. I get to see Paul. You know, I get to see Jesus, most importantly. I get to see some of my family, my friends who have gone to be with the Lord. What a time in the Lord it would be, you know, just to see his face and no more death, no more crying, no more pain. That's why it's worth it. It's worth knowing God now, because I pray that you don't die not knowing who God is through Jesus. You must know Jesus first. So with that being said, be blessed and not stressed, and help the peace of God in your heart. Be blessed.
There's a place that I wanna go, where the sun is always shining, folks are always smiling. Go a place where crying is unheard of and dying ain't even thought of. Oh, a place where there's no color of skin, you won't find no sin. Oh, a place. And I wanna get there. Yeah, I'm gonna get there one day. wanna get there. I'm gonna get there one day.
Get there one day.